Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Senators Sullivan and Murkowski, along with Representative Bekich, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, and the NTSB Board Chair for Alaska Media, held a press conference regarding their shared focus on enhancing aviation safety in Alaska following the deadly crash of a commuter aircraft in the Bering Sea last week. The tragic crash occurred near Nome that took the lives of 10 Alaskans a week after the aviation collision in Washington, D.C. Sullivan stated, "We're a small state in terms of population, and lives lost in Alaska touch many people." He mentioned that they continue to focus on the Dong Young Alaska Aviation Safety Initiative, formerly known as FASI, with the Department of Transportation. It showed that Alaska had the highest crash rates and the highest death rates in terms of aviation accidents in the country. The initiative is focused on bringing federal agencies together with more infrastructure, more weather reporting, and a focus on Alaska to bring down those rates. The last FAA reauthorization bill the state passed last year stated on the Commerce Committee side that the initiative would receive $25 million in funding. The FAA also issued a release stating they would review other airspaces with a lot of congestion, including the Anchorage Bowl. Aviation in Alaska is a necessity for much of the state, with 82% of the communities accessible only by air. An NTSB team was launched to investigate the crash of Bering Air Flight 445. The team has grown to 17 personnel, including NTSB investigators in Alaska. NTSB Board Chair Jennifer Homaday for Alaska Media acknowledged the concerns about flying and assured that it's safe following recent crashes across the country.
Aviation is the safest mode of transportation in the U.S. 95% of all transportation deaths are on our nation's roads. I know it's tough to watch the unfolding of events over the last 2 weeks, but I can tell you that aviation is incredibly safe.
She states that Alaska has seen a downward trend in accidents from 13.54 accidents per 100,000 flight hours in 2020 to 9.05 in 2023. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. An Anchorage jury returned guilty verdicts for 28-year-old Jesse Lee Jones for murder in the first degree, two counts of murder in the second degree, assault in the third degree, and tampering with physical evidence. The charges stem from the shooting death of 34-year-old Josiah Goker, occurring in October of 2023. Goker was the community director for the Alpine Apartments in Anchorage, where Jones lived with his girlfriend. After Goker posted a notice of non-renewal of their lease on the couple's door, Jones armed himself and went to the leasing office, where he shot Goker at least six times. Sentencing is set for July 11th of this year before trial judge Andrew Peterson. For the highest charge, murder in the first degree, Jones faces a sentencing range of 30 to 99 years. Amazon is officially shopping locally. The online retail company is setting up an Amazon hub in the Kenai and Soldotna areas. An Amazon hub consists of local businesses that Amazon has partnered with, designed to help them deliver packages to local communities. Amazon recognizes the seasonal nature of local businesses on the Kenai Peninsula. They are accommodating to seasonal businesses and hope that within the timing of the launch of the hub out of the delivery station in Anchorage in May, businesses will enhance their delivery performance so they can proceed year-round into the winter months. The most recognizable way for business owners to participate in the hub is through a federal tax ID, such as an EIN or a state sales tax ID. Each business would carry somewhere between 20 to 50 packages a day. Any vehicle can be used for deliveries. Each day, Amazon will have a service run that leaves the delivery station in Anchorage that will deliver packages by 9 p.m. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.